Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The top five at five.
We will catch the person responsible for this act.
An off-duty NYPD officer fighting for his life after being shot during an attempted robbery. The U.S. shoots down a Chinese spy balloon as divers attempt to rescue parts from ocean waters. An e-bike blamed for an Inwood fire, which has left a father in critical condition, his three children in serious condition. 15-year-old teen charged in a fatal fire in the Bronx. A fatal police-involved shooting in Fort Lee, New Jersey. East New York, Brooklyn. We'll start there. An off-duty NYPD officer is in critical condition this morning after being shot in his head while attempting to buy a used vehicle through a Facebook marketplace. The 26-year-old officer from Deer Park, a husband and father of two, was shot Saturday around 7 o'clock on Ruby Street right near Linden Boulevard in East New York. Here's NYPD Police Commissioner Keechant Sewell.
This appears to be an attempted robbery during an attempt to purchase a vehicle.
The officer was with his brother-in-law, who picked up the officer's gun and started firing at a suspect after the officer was shot. New York City Mayor Eric Adams visited Brookdale Hospital, where the officer is hospitalized.
I spoke with the officer's wife, saw his beautiful children, and we all are lifting his family up in prayer. We will catch the person responsible for this act.
Commissioner Sewell says the officer was a 5-year veteran and assigned to patrol. The identity of the officer not yet released. U.S. military fighter jets shot down that suspected Chinese surveillance balloon over the Atlantic Ocean on Saturday. According to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, President Biden told reporters he ordered the balloon be shot down once it was over ocean waters.
I told them to shoot it down.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
But the recommendation.
They said to me, let's wait till the safest place to do it.
The discovery of what U.S. officials say was a balloon designed to spy on the United States has forced the cancellation of U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's trip to Beijing.
I made clear that the presence of this surveillance balloon in U.S. airspace is a clear violation of U.S. sovereignty and international law.
China insisted the balloon was a weather balloon blown off course. An Inwood fire is blamed on an e-bike. It has left a father in critical condition, his three children in serious condition. Flames broke out on the fifth floor of the Sherman Avenue building just after 1:30 a.m. on Sunday. Officials say flames from an e-bike blocked the family's escape to safety. Resident Jose Maragrin spoke to ABC 7.
I just heard, a lot of noise. The fireman was breaking window, people crying. They put on an ambulance, She wasn't breathing, at the time.
The FDNY says the fire was electrical in nature. In the apartment where the fire began, fire officials say they found many extension cords and lithium-ion batteries. Some residents reported that they had long complained to the building's management about e-bikes being charged in the fifth-floor hallway where that fire reportedly began on Sunday. Police have now arrested a 15-year-old who allegedly started a fatal fire in the Bronx. The teen has been charged with murder, assault, and arson after the fire on Evergreen Avenue in Soundview last week. Building resident Yildalis Martinez spoke to ABC 7 about the fire.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's nothing up to code and got home. The rooms were, filled to the brim, and it was just, any safety concerns were not addressed. It was just filled as much as it can to just maximize how much money they can take from that home.
A 27-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene. Two other people were hurt as a result of that fatal fire. City inspectors say the first and second floors of the building had been illegally converted into 8 different rooms. A motive for the arson has not yet been made public. Well, there was a fatal police-involved shooting in Fort Lee, New Jersey. It followed a standoff with police. Police say an emotionally disturbed man visiting relatives at the Cedar Court condo complex in Fort Lee barricaded himself inside, holding a teenage resident hostage at knife point. This happened Saturday. Negotiations with police failed during that standoff. This neighbor witnessed the event unfold.
The guy wouldn't stop throwing stuff from the window. He threw the whole house, everything, saucepans, buckets. He destroyed so many cars. So the police did good. I'm impressed.
One of the responding officers was wounded by a ricocheting bullet, according to Fort Lee Mayor Sokolich, but was expected to survive, taken to the hospital. Four other police officers were also taken to the hospital for an evaluation, and the investigation is ongoing. The name of the man killed has not yet been released by police. Police do say, though, that it is believed he was visiting that condo complex from Las Vegas. It's not known if he was actually related to that family where this incident occurred.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.